All right, let's start. Ray Block. I forget, it's okay. Nothing. Okay. Take a look at page number one. This is the source in the Torah. It's this coming week's Parsha. So it's Mamish Nogea. We're Mamish learning it for good reason. Here we go. The Eschanan, Perek Vav, Pasuk Tes. Who could read it inside for me? Let's go. Nobody be a stranger here. Mini Borlay, can you read it for me inside? Yeah. Beautiful. And you should write it al mezuzos beisecha, on the doorpost of your home, uvisharecha, and in the gates of your, wherever the sharecha are. Where are those gates? We'll see, that's part of the analysis. Okay? When it comes to Hilchas Mezuzah, our whole house, every room is called a bayis, is called a house. Right? Because you're supposed to put a mezuzah on your house. Right? We define a house, every room is called a house as far as we're concerned. That's called a bayis. We put a mezuzah on every room because every room is called a house. That's the first premise you need to know in Hilchas Mezuzah. When we're told to put a mezuzah on our beisecha, your homes, every room of our house that's going to have a mezuzah is called a bayis. But that means we have to have the proper definition of what is called a bayis, what is called a house. Turn to page 2 of the packet. This is Gemara Sukkah, Daf Gimel. Amid Aleph.
Troy, can I ask a question?
Yes.
What about the sukkah if you're living there for a well, you're not really living there, but you're...
Excellent! We're going to get to that when we get to how long do you need to live somewhere for it to be need a mezuzah. Excellent, Kasher Ram. Go to the bottom. I put a bracket 5 lines up from the bottom to see where to go. So you understand what we did here? You start from the Chumash, and then you go to the Gemara. You got to see what the Torah told you. You need to put a mezuzah up in your bayis. Once the Torah tells you that, that's the written Torah. I need to know what the oral Torah says. By the way, that's the proof that there was an oral Torah. Oral Torah is the Gemara. How do I know there was an oral Torah? People say, how do you know there was an oral Torah? You know what the proof is? Too many lines in the Torah are said as though you're already supposed to know what that means. Which means there was another teaching going on at the same time. For example, by shechting, shechita, the Torah says that Moshe will shecht it the way I have taught you. Where do you teach us? Shows you that there was another teaching going on besides just the written Torah. You following, Derrison? There was another Torah going on. What? Right, and what was that? How does he know it's not written anywhere? Because there was another Torah that was happening besides the one that's written. You understand? Anything the Torah tells you to wear, totafot beninecha, boxes between your heads. How am I supposed to know what they look like? The Torah, you see, the Torah was assuming you know. How could the Torah assume you know? Because the Torah knows there was a second track that was going on. By the way, the Karaites were a cult, a separate sect of Jews. They rejected the oral Torah. They didn't accept the Gemara. So everyone thinks that means they don't believe in an oral Torah. They do. They just think theirs is right. For example, I'll give you an example of a Karaite drusha. By the way, Karaites have like very small community nowadays.
There's one like a Rebbe. I heard a Rebbe curse them. So
they're like
they'll
to.
Never have a minion.
They'll never have a minion. They got some shvach minion. They got a couple places here. They have a website and all that. So the Karaites have a drusha. Let me show you a drusha of the Karaites. Right? It says that they don't. Karaites have a dark home on Shabbos. There's no lights. You know why? Because the pasuk in the Torah says, "Lo sevaru esh b'kol moshev oseichem." We understand that to mean you shall not light a fire in your home on Shabbos. They understand it as there should not be a fire in your home. So they have their own way of understanding halacha, which we don't accept. No, Shabbos by the Karaites is very depressing because you can't heat up food. There's no electricity. Understand?
You shut off all electricity.
Everything is shut down. So now, the Gemara here. The Gemara in Sukkah at the bottom says, so now we got to define what a house is. Because the Torah says mezuzah needs to be on a house. So man tana, you see that 5 lines from the bottom, it's got the bracket. Man tana lahu de tana rabbanin. Bayis she'ein bo arba amos al arba amos pater min mezuzah. A house that is not 4 amos by 4 amos is not a house. There you have your first definition of a house. If it's not 4 amos by 4 amos, it is not a house. What is that? That is 7 feet 3 inches by 7 feet 3 inches, according to Rav Moshe Feinstein. That is Walter Tavares. Am I pronouncing it right? on the Cavaliers. I don't know. I looked up a guy who's 7'3". He's just so you could picture someone on the floor.
Right now?
Yeah, he's not right now. There's nobody 7'3 specifically. The last 7'3 guy in basketball was Walter Tavares of the Cavaliers. So picture him on the floor and him on the floor. According to Rav Chaim Noah, that's Rav Moshe's shear. According to what?
He's on their team.
He's on their team. You see? Like the last guy on the bench. Like he's beyond the bench. So according to Rav Chaim Noah, though, if it's... No. 4 amas by 4 amas is 1 foot less. So Steve Nash on the floor. Steve Nash by Steve Nash.
Is that dimensions or is it area?
Oh, that's the main issue we're going to deal with next. Beautiful. Beautiful. So here's the problem.
So if it's 4 by 4 by 4
Here's the issue. In order for a room to have a mezuzah, it needs to be 4 by 4. Either Steve Nash by Steve Nash or Walter Tavares by Walter Tavares. Now, not every room in a house is 4 by 4. Ironically, the front of your house, where you put the mezuzah, has like a vestibule before you get to the front door. And that area is often less than 4 by 4. So we'll see that there's still a minhag to put the mezuzah there to the front of your house, even though it's not 4 by 4. 100 South Martel, the front, their parents' house. My parents have a front area before you get to the door. That's less than 4 by 4, yet everybody puts a mezuzah there. So we're going to see, how do you define 4 by 4? Do you define 4 by 4 by literally an area that has to be 4 by 4 amas? Or it has to be an area that covers that amount of space. Let's say you have a very narrow room. Very long and narrow room. That's much more than 4 by 4, but it's not really 4 by 4. Because it's not 4 by 4 in terms of width, just length. What about that? False is. False is. Let's stop there for today.